Hi, this is Robin Charbit from Insight Principles. And in this recording, a dear friend of ours, Nick Gray, who has been sharing this understanding for many years, will explain to us about turbulence. A turbulent flight doesn't have to mean a turbulent mind.
Turbulence. Recently, I was travelling on an aircraft contemplating the training that I was about to deliver the next day, when suddenly we hit some violent turbulence. The plane lifted and dropped very suddenly, and the pilot said it would continue for the next 30 minutes until we landed. Instantly, I felt panicked as my thinking changed. I concluded that the plane was going to break apart and I was going to die. I could see the wing flexing dramatically as the turbulence hit again. Then I was struck by another thought. Planes are actually designed to deal with turbulence. The engineers add huge amounts of redundancy to the design so that they stay in the air. Well-maintained planes almost never fall from the sky. In fact, air transportation is one of the safest modes of travel. That thought put me into a different place and my thinking changed. I calmed down and my body relaxed. I looked over and noticed the next person sitting next to me white-knuckling the armrest. He was obviously having a lot of vivid thoughts and it occurred to me that I should try to have a conversation with him. It was a little awkward at first, but we quickly had an interesting conversation going and he began to relax. The turbulence lasted for another 30 minutes until we landed safely, but our mutual experience for the final 30 minutes of the flight was very different from the first 5 minutes when the turbulence started. All courtesy of our thinking.